May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Old Testament reading today is one of the foundational texts of the Jewish people. It is remembered every year at Passover, and as Christians we hear it on Maundy Thursday as we recall the Last Supper Jesus shared with his closest friends on the night before he died. It is a terrifying tale of blood-curdling judgment on the oppression of the Egyptian slave masters. But notice, in contrast, the tender hand of God in all the detailed domestic instructions to the Israelites. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall be joined to its closest neighbour in obtaining one, and the lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. These are surely words spoken by someone with first-hand experience of the provision of family meals. The New Testament reading today from Paul's letter to the Romans is traditionally read at the beginning of Advent. It is now the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. In both texts, there is a sense of urgency, a moment of decision, preparations in the dawn light. All our readings today, in different ways, speak about judgment. It is a scary word. We think of stern, heartless old men in wigs sending prisoners to their execution, or life imprisonment in seemingly more enlightened nations. Judgment runs through everyday life in our ever more transparent digital world. We are judged on our style, our friends, the places we go, the food we eat, our Zoom setup. But the word judgment means simply the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. For many people of faith, this pandemic is experienced as an act of divine judgment on all that is wrong in the world today. Sadly, there is no common view on the root of all that is wrong amongst any peoples. Justice, in the sense of right order, equity, the rewarding to everyone to that which is their due, has become the cry of countless causes and movements. But as we witness daily with the Black Lives Matter movement, the cries for justice, the right judgment, not only fall on deaf ears, but the very words are distorted and used against the protesters. Jesus told the disciples in harsh terms that what we do on earth, we do also in heaven. And Jesus told the disciples to reject those who sin against the well-being of all. And he told them in simple terms that you only need two or three faithful to make things happen if you believe in the power of prayer. In all the turbulence and grief in this pandemic, we are called to be alert, to be responsive to the moment. The decisions, the judgments that we make on a daily basis impact on the well-being of others. This is always the case, but these days we are acutely aware of behaviour that is respectful of others and behaviour that is abusive. to attend to the needs of others. We need to have dialogue. And I hope that at the core of all that we do as a faith community in this place, there will always be a spirit of openness, listening and speaking, and a non-judgmental attitude to people who are different. The decision that I have made to hand over the role of Vicar of St. Peter's after 18 years has been many months in the making. It was nearly 2 years ago that a member of this congregation asked me on the way out of church if it was true. And wondering what it was that she had heard, I replied, "Is what true? Is it true what they're saying?" she said. "Is what true?" I asked again, "that you're retiring?" I laughed and said, "Yes, it is true. I am going to retire. I don't know when, but I will one day." And I went home, wondering what it was that had prompted the question. Perhaps because I had just become a grandmother, or because my husband had recently given up being a criminal defence lawyer. And that afternoon, thanks to the prophetic wisdom of this church member, I glimpsed for the first time a different way of living and loving God. Since that moment, there have been many twists and turns on my journey and all our journeys. I'm looking forward to mulling over them with you all in the months ahead as we attend to new rhythms, relationships, realities, and to new ways of being church. If I was to be asked what I have learnt in all my years in this church, I would offer the words of the medieval mystic Julian of Norwich, who spent 15 years as a hermit, praying and meditating on the love of God. She wrote, "I desired so many times to know in what was our Lord's meaning, and 15 years after, I was answered in spiritual understanding, and it was said, know it well, love was his meaning. And I saw very certainly in this and in everything that before God made us, he loved us, which love was never abated and ever will be. And in this love, he has done all his works. And in this love, he has made all things profitable to us. And in this love is life everlasting. Amen."